Blog Talk Radio.
Got my mic on there, buddy, or what? I didn't hear any beeps. Hello? Anybody home? Oh, can you, you can't hear me? We'll say something. I'm sitting here going, am I on or not? I didn't hear any beeps. Anyway, hi, everybody. I haven't got a whole lot of time here, So I'll get right to the point here. I'll do the show in a breath. It's illegal to use a legal name. Okay, now that the show's over, I'll tell you why. That's all the shows have ever been. It's getting people to understand. Here, let me put it in simple terms. This is one. People don't understand what the word illegal means. They think it has flexibility. It's either legal or it's not. Okay. Satan has varying degrees of what evil he will tolerate and how much it'll cost you. You know, speeding's a little cheaper than murder. You know, for the, you know, partaker of that sin in particular. So if you can take it from the, you're not going to bother to follow the legal rules, let me show you how you don't. And, well, you were born an outlaw. You're all born Jesse James. You understand? I'm going to get into that a bit if I can. I'll do as much as I can here. But point is, you were born into sin. sign, right? The mom and dad get you to sign your name later from that deed that they sold your soul to Satan on that's been going on for a very long time. It's the game of idol worship, Baal Temple. Legal is effectively Sharia Muslim law that's been Romanized with Roman maxims. Ties in with the Ten Commandments to give it a basis of law through the Church of Rome, and that brings in the Christ's story to bring back the Ten Commandments that were in the first Old Testament, the Dead Book, or the Book of the Dead Jews, all the failures of why they never made it. You know, that's why all these Enoch and Ezekiel, and they wrote about it because they missed the fucking jump. But they worship them like they're the, you know, the ascended, ass-ended masters. They are. They were left behind. How the fuck you're right about something and you're part of it when you're left behind? Jacob asleep at the bottom of the stairs yet again. And there's our key phonic spell showing up in the fractal right now with this Jacobowski guy, okay? So the Jacob owes key, owes life. So Jacob owes key. Key being X, or the mark that you would put for signing your life on a military document, say in the American Revolution. All of these things factor in, but humans, in their infinite fucking wisdom, are blind. They don't know what illegal means. They think they know what illegal means. It is illegal to drive 61 miles an hour in a 60 mile per hour zone. Okay? And then you might be lucky, and not these days you won't be. Not too many free men fucked you on that one. Anyway, you go 1 mile per hour over, I'm going to be your motherfucking lawyer talking to you. You're going to go in front of the judge. You're going to give the judge the correct answer, or you're going to go to jail forever. So I'm going to ask you, my client, I'm Jane Doe, 755 bar card, master at law and legal. And I own this planet, literally, figuratively, physically, and spiritually. I can prove it to you legally, too, if you want. Because there's no one else living on the planet save those that I know are living, the ones that are working on the truth team, that gave their lives, their businesses, their homes, their families, their everything. And there's only a ragtag group. It's a very small group. As always, there always is. Okay? And this small group of people from all walks of life, rich and poor, big and small, black and white, male and female, the world view picture, we cover the spectrum in a handful of us that have done everything in our power, 24 fucking hours a day, 7 days a week, in my case, since January 2010. I do mean 24 hours a day. Constant. All right? I was fighting for my life and the life of my children. No point, you know, the old airplane, put the mask on you first, then put it on the child. Right. Okay, everyone does it backwards here. They go running around trying to save their kids while others are trying to shoot them because they follow their legal masters into these fucking wars that just keep starting. And that's the only reason I'm on the air today, is I wanted to have at least one last chance to talk to you all before the ones that are listening now are going to fall, and you got the chip or chop option, or you can just understand that it's illegal to use a legal name. So don't ask me about, well, how do I do this? I'll tell you how to do that process. Put the noose around your neck, stand on that little trap door there, now pull the fucking arm yourself because you're doing it. I'm not going to hang you by playing in your league hell stem, dead plant, the dead branch, the keepers of the deed, the satanic ones. And it bleeds in every word you think is English to a level you can't even fathom once you understand the legal name fraud and how the spells work and how you've been spellbound by Satan for fucking ever. Now, if you want out, that's entirely up to you. I've got the golden path out. I have, you know, the song Halfway Home, I have way home. I have the way home. If you want out of this mess, you can continue on making your bullets and your burgers and all the rest of that shit, and you can go to your past whores and fucking rabid dogs, of whatever goddamn cult of fucking religion you claim to be separate from the rest of us, life, those that choose life. You know, it's like, can you not just sit down and talk? No, they can't do that. They have to grab their guns. They have to grab their swords, their knives. They have to grab their bombs. They have to grab your stuff. They have to grab your family. Yeah, you see, that's the world that you live in. And you make it entirely, legally, satanically possible by going along with this lie, as you have been, on the permanent basis that it's becoming. RFID, ARF, dog, ID, EOT, ID yacht. That's a dead ship you're sailing on. I can walk you through the Sea of Admiralty allegories and metaphors and all of the connotations regarding not only that, but I will take you into the language of English to a level you will not believe. But you see, I'm working in my Skype room all day long. People don't see a lot of me on Facebook because I've got a team of dedicated individuals that I spend all of my time with, making it possible for them to be there for you, as well as me. I'm there too. I get emails and people contact me, Facebook. I got the BC Cross. Who do I talk to? Someone in Australia just contacted me. So I just tell you what to do. I put you in touch with Rose or Dom or one of the crew. And there's a group that is separate but part of. I got things that I have to do with my team separate from the fucking Babylon of, because I'll sit there. You ask any one of my teammates, I will sit there patiently over and over and over, relentlessly trying to get the point across to you while your stupidity drives me nuts. And these are the ones that finally got smart, that are dealing with the same stupidity that drove me nuts, that can drive them nuts and understand how much of a road this has been, fighting for my life, yours, and my children, and your children, to get here. This wasn't a fucking situation of a judge bows to sovereign, little video on you. I was in the fight for my fucking life, and you can't figure this out. Those people wanted to kill me. They wanted to throw me in jail and throw away the key because of what I was telling people about their system of death. And God, truth, kept me one step ahead of them every step of the way. Where along that way, a handful of people managed to keep me walking just enough. And I sit here proudly penniless, with everything I need taken care of to do this. Where everything that I get goes to my family to make sure that my team is equipped with all the ammunition, as well as myself. Dom? True to my word?
True.
Okay. Now, I have a handful of people that know that when I speak truth. I will not bullshit you. And they also know the limitations of we're all in the hands of God, truth, here. So we have but one mission, to get that truth into your thick fucking skulls about this world that you claim is so lawful and legal and so beautiful that is completely in absolute chaos because of it. To get it through your heads why this world is corrupt and destroyed. It's because it's illegal to use a legal name that you live in a permanent state of what the system looks at as dishonor, because you're not honoring the Ten Commandments. So I'll tell all the wee Americans out there that are all upset about their Ten Commandments getting lifted out of their fucking schools and churches. You know why? Because you don't use them. So don't cry when they're taken from you. Like they're yours, that you they're laws you don't even follow. Thou shalt not kill. You're firing off 59 fucking tomahawks that suddenly, after enough years of logic sitting within a powered computer of a self-guiding computer, these fucking things are waking up. Only 23 decided to finish their mission. The others said, well, that's not such a good idea, because in the order of logic, and when you understand how creation works, you fools, in the electromagnetic sense of life and death, then you will begin to understand how Terminator becomes what Terminator is, the self-destroying machine that sees humans as its threats. You design them for one purpose, to kill. A guidance system on a Tomahawk cruise missile is a far cry from the guidance system on a 707. You've got more computing power in your laptop than the fucking Challenger and the Columbian Atlantis Endeavor space shuttles had in terms of computing ability. Right now, in your fucking iPhone, you have more computer ability. And you don't think that these logic circuits aren't self-organizing? That's what the chip is to make sure that those self-organizing metallic, you call it iron in your blood, metallic elements of that biologic laptop, lap dancing computer you're walking around in, that's the override chip. That once in your circuitry, robot boys and girls, you sold your roe, your egg of life to Satan. You're his. It is my wish that you might want to change your mind. You seem very actively wanting heaven and you love life to the point of eating it. Born again Christians, you are hypocrites upon hypocrites. Split Jew fragments of the Muslim Sharia war. Sunni and Sharia show. And their mayor died long ago. I can play you in the dazzling, magical world of this is what's really going on. And I know there's a handful of people that are listening to me right now, and they know every word I'm saying and what it's about. Because they speak the language of angels. It's like English, just very different. They can take a word and shred it down pretty good these days, I tell you. I'm pretty impressed with some of the shit you guys are popping in there. So, look at you finally weaving your story, my story, the story, his story, all stories into one little sentence. You're getting good at it. They know how to weave the Dreamweaver's story, and that's what I teach. If you want a part of it, you have to open your eyes first. You have to first admit to yourself that you're a fucking criminal and don't know it. It's as simple as that. You didn't know it was illegal to use a legal name. Your mom and dad didn't know, and the fucking lawyers weren't going to tell you because that's how they scam you. You know, Satan shall be deceived, that even the elect shall be deceived. Yeah, look at their judges and lawyers and everything else. The vast majority of them are deceived. Never crossed their little minds that copyright infringement. Why doesn't the Crown, you know, insist on, you know, pressing charges on that copyright thing they own called legal names? You know, excuse me, being a songwriter, I of course know copyright law, and I thought, well, that's using somebody else's book, making money with it. As far as I'm concerned, I don't own title. Oh, there's the title you've been. What's your title, Mr. Miss? Your tit hell? What's your tight hell? You're tied to hell. What's your tied to hell, Mister, Ms., Miss, Missed? Yeah, you missed the boat, did you? Okay. Miss tier? Yeah, you missed the tier of truth, i.e. the level. So again, when you're listening to the language properly and understand what the now moment is, and you won't get there unless you're removing that sin sign from you as much as you can. And people think it's this really hard road that my team had to walk. No, no. Any one of my guys and girls will tell you the same thing I'm going to fucking tell you. The work's done, you lucky bastards. All you got to do is shut up, understand that you're a sinner, signer of the idol mark of the beast, get on with your day, keep your head down, don't create any I'm going to file this bullshit free man patriot nonsense crap from some fucking UCC fumble or UPC, UPC, UPP, oh my God, OPP, all of these fucking PPs going off everywhere, and the Jew Peter petrodollar church. At least now they're making the money with plastic, make it with their own fucking blood. Instead of taking trees down, taking my blood, life. I'm a very interesting little Tinkerbell. My crew will tell you. They're still not quite sure who I am yet, but that's okay. They're getting there. They got the idea. It's just sweet. I am. It's what I told them in the courts then. It's what I tell them now. It's just sweet. I am. Katie Renee. French English. Fifi. Irish. Throw a little breath in there. You got yourself some serious fucking fire, I assure you. French, Irish, Russian, English. I'm quite a doll when you understand the game that I'm putting into play. I own time and space. All the little gaps between your atoms and eaves. Drops on everything. I can hear you. I know exactly what's going on in your mind because I can tell you. And then God will tell you. I'm that terrifying if you get too close to me. But I'm Casper, the friendly Holy Ghost. Just wanted to see if I could play with the band. Just wanted to play with the band in the background. To see which members of the band of Orion's wanted to come back with me. I get a few redcoats every so often. The turncoats that turn their back on Satan. I mean, it is hard to turn your back on your own family, but, you know, they're just going to kill you. You know, orphans, we adopt them in heaven. You can stay here in hell if you want, though. I'll tell you this, Mark of the Beast ID, legal name. You think that chip is the fucking mark of the beast? It's already rammed in your fucking foreheads, you fools. And I speak the kings and queens street guttural English. I like that one. So you understand that I mean what I say and I say what I mean. And listen, if you're going to run away because, oh my gosh, fuck off, you hypocrite. I just got to hear you slip once, and you always do. And then you, oh, well, it's okay once in a while, eh? Just like breaking the law, is that how you look at life? You either tell it like it is and be honest about you and yourself and how you speak, and then people will start understanding that, well, there's someone that tells a straight story. They don't fuck around. No, I don't. Where your soul and your children's souls and your lives are concerned, well, you're the one doing the fucking around, not me. I'm the one saying stop fucking around, and I've got the information, and a whole bunch of us got the information to show you how to, you know, you've been fucking around for too long, and you've been fucking this idol called Jesus like he's your, oh, the girls, listen to the girls talking about Jesus, like they're going to be sucking and fucking this guy. And then the boys, oh, Bride, what are you, fag? You don't understand what being groomed is, do you? A groom, one who looks after the whores or the horses. It's on your tastes in life. And me, I'm all about life itself and chaos. And, of course, God is truth. It's all about form. So we got together and thought, well, yeah. But, and then you look in the mirror, each and every one of you, and go, are you ready to sit in the face of God wearing that spotty fucking sweatshirt, Rhonda? How about you, Paul, and your 80 more souls on your debt list? Kids in the military, you know, those boats that are on, they sink. It only takes one missile these days. You don't think much of your children. Anyway, I know we haven't got a whole lot of time here. What do we got, Dom? Yeah, rollover. So, no, I know. They're just, just, we don't subscribe to anything or pay these whores anymore. We got, I already did my show. This is just explaining a bit of it. It's illegal to use a legal name. That's a legal fact. And I don't care if you want to accept the truth or not. You're the liar, not me. It's copyright infringement. It's third-party interloping. It's contracting with a minor. It's fraud. It's aiding and abetting in fraud. It is treason. It is attempted murder. It is murder with intent to kill. It is kidnapping. It is child rape. It is pedophilia. It is all manner of evil contained in one act. Legal. League hell. If you're in the League Hell Club, that's your family, and those that come into the lawful Ten Commandments and do their fucking best. They're in hell. We get it. You know, you just clean up. Right? You know, the price was paid that they're throwing away. They think, yeah. Anyway, so we'll do what we can. If we go into a rollover here, Dom, just let me know. And if we don't, well, I'll know because the radio show stops. And I just want to let everybody know, great job. Great job. I mean, I'm watching the dominoes. See, Dom and I know. Dominoes, we know. All the dominoes are falling because I have the Dom of the domino. The Dom I know, don't worry, he knows I'm not Dom either. Might be a wee Dom blonde sometimes, but that's just me. That's life. A party girl. You just got to bring everything into focus and the balance. I got all my lenses lined up. You want the path out? Have a listen. Simple as that. And you might see me drifting. You might notice me drifting between us. Sometimes I like to talk, and sometimes he likes to talk. Don't worry, we're well sorted here. I know shit that you don't. And I have this strange, strange ability of, wow, you know, why does everything Kate say end up being true? Well, no point in lying. Right? When you are the lion. When the lion stops lying and lying, you might find the lion lying about it, just working her arse off here. You know, talk about having as zit zits on your ass, zit zitting here doing this all fucking day long. Hey, Dom, I tell you, we're all getting secretaries, but typing and do you know how many people I scan in a day? You know how many YouTube videos I'm going through and hunting and then of course writing in the room and email here and there and whatever, like it's nonstop. There's not enough time in a day. I don't go to bed because I'm tired. I go because I fall down with exhaustion, and thankfully I've been able to get a little sleep this last couple of weeks. You know, it's been nice getting more than 4, 3, 2 hours of sleep. You know. Oh, I'm grateful for everything. My ability to give the truth in a perfectly beautiful shithole environment. Isn't that perfect or what? Yeah. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any more in the middle. I'm sitting in the center of the record and watching all the wee fucking spinners going here. You know, they're going to know who I am soon enough. Nathan told them I was here already, but they didn't figure it out. There's millions know who I am. It's only a few that know it. That's okay. Something about Tinkerbell and miracles and all. I've been able to show a couple of things. I made a believe here out of you. You know how to get out of here. It's easy. Just flip the lock. Simple. Tinkerbell went through the keyhole. Lift that escutcheon out of the way, Peter Pan, will you? That's a legal name, escutcheon on the back of your ship, your Aztec, tick, Aztec, tech, tick, tick, tock, tock, tech, tech. Aztecs, you know, see them? The Aztecs, the wee techie boys. Oh, yeah, Texas, Aztecs. Yeah, they fucking just moved north and grew some bushes. Burning bushes, eh? Fucking right, 92, those bushes were on fire. Like, you can see the Trump ets, all fucking Trump etting. 1 minute? Okay. Listen, we may not get rollover here, but I'm going to tell you guys, if you need to get a hold of any of us, Google legal name fraud. Get a hold of me on Facebook, easy to find. Any one of us, and we'll put you in touch with whoever you need to get with. With me, I work only with my crew, and only with my crew, no one else. I'll have a chat on occasion with someone new if they're lucky, but that's how I work. I haven't got time, not because I don't love you, but because we got a team. I don't need to do it all now. They'd help out. I help them, and we help each other. You know, so it's a lot. We all carry the load, and they know I'm the lookout, so I've got a big enough load keeping an eye on this game and tracking it for them so they can stay calm knowing that, well, yeah, that's kind of, yeah, you know, so that, that's what the Bible said. Yeah, I know. I'm showing you how the script works. The Bible has an ending, you know. that's what hell didn't figure out. The ant. Oh, fuck. Anyway, you leave the book before it closes. That's what you do. Remove your name from the mark of the beast. Mark of the beast from the book of the deed, the dead. And, you know, grow up a little bit. Stop being such pussies and learn how to talk to each other. If you need to say fuck off and say it, you know. Because you can say it nice. Oh, fuck off. I like that. You know. So you can say it good or bad. It's the intention of the heart behind it. And that's the part that you humans missed. You got lost in your words, thinking that's what, you know, what really is being said. No, it's the intention and the tone behind it. Right? You know, I can say, fuck you. Or, oh, fuck you. And same words. They have an intention. One's harmless and one's not so harmless, you see? So these are your volume controls. And if you can't handle the language, all languages, and I don't care. There's Dr. Fuck You in Toronto, so fuck you. True story. Go ahead, Google it. You'll find them. Chinatown. So is that a bad word? No, to him it isn't. That's fucking music to his ears. Fuck you. Yeah, here. Present, he says. So fuck you's here. And fuck you's there. Simple as that. And God has a sense of humor, I assure you. Because if you think my rage is any less now than it was the day they raped my family and home, I just learned to control it better. I'd say I'm doing pretty good, not blowing your motherfucking heads off, yeah? For being in collusion with it. A guilty party. But you see, I was as guilty as you. But I'm not now. Because I sought knowledge. Now we sow it. It sought and it sow it. Don't worry, we pick ears on the Sabbath. I picked yours up today. Are we rolling? Are we good? Oh, we are? Alright, so I've no idea how long that's going to last, but we'll just keep going. Hopefully that condenses enough of what I needed to say for that snippet for those that were on live. And for anyone that listens back, it's short and sweet. And like I said I was going to be polite. I'm going to any of the hate rants, you know. You don't want me to get into the hell imagination side of what I think about humans and what's going to happen to them and the meat grinder. Well, I take it up with your fucking dad, Satan Rothschild there. He's the one that put you there. Kept breeding yous instead of stopping. Yeah, just stop. Couldn't do it. But that's the irresistible urge of life, and that's the chaos that life is. So it's illustrated that way. You cannot resist. You cannot resist. You cannot resist. You cannot resist. It's futile. You can't resist the charms of an Irish girl. Eventually, I will own you. And that's exactly the fractal we're dealing with here. This is the love fractal, though. The Hellfire Hell Queen fractal, and I can tell you what she's thinking. Oh, she's going to eat you up. She loves you, especially barbecue. Loves a good barbecued fucking lamb chop, that girl. Bacon wrapped filet. Oh, fuck, she'll slice and dice you all day long, guys. We do the reply cater. So I'm the caterer, get it? To the, yeah, okay, you're sorry. I fucking set my own wedding. Yeah, you kidding? I plan my own wedding. What fucking bride doesn't plan her own wedding? Duh. All right, here's my plans. It's fucking everybody else doing the work. That's how it works, isn't it? It's what we did. You humans, you can't even follow your own fucking traditions through it. So anyway, truth is the bride and the groom. So your innate original intent, we're all boy, and my boys are all boy, and my girls are all girl. I know, because I'm both. I talk to both equally. See, that's how we stay in balance. I get to kind of sit in the middle and go, hey, they're so lucky to have me. So lucky. Oh, well. Some days I want everything, fuck, I must drive these guys nuts. But anyway, all I try to do is expand as much as I can in phonics. And I know a lot of the times the stuff I'm writing is just going right over heads. But that's not the point. The point is when you're reading it, you're an active scanner. Your logic circuits are still going. And when they're open, like my team's circuits are open. They're picking this up. The logic circuits are picking it up without them even knowing it. It's like listening to learning another language by putting headphones on while you sleep. So, oh, there's the BP Earth watches going off. Beep, beep, beep. Sounds like something's backing up. Must be the toilet in hell. For those that are wondering how I managed to finagle world power and dominance, control, and ownership of the entire planet, well, as the only living citizen of the City of London, as claimed, nobody else did, Jane Doe 755, a crown granted to me. Oh, look, they gave me a legal name to play with. And I didn't use it other than the only thing it was meant for was for healing, and that's what it was used for. And now it just sits there as the healing tool for all humanity. Free of charge, of course. Yeah, fucking almost cost me my writing up that one. I tell you, my life at the same time. True story. Death Star. So I know what story's being played out here, and the humans have just gotten lost in the demon world of lust and Hollywood and Star Wars and all that. They have no idea what they've created. You see, because I am life, I am formless. Imagination. Life itself, formless. Close your eyes. Be. What else is there? Nothing, it's just you. And whatever you can hear and experience outside and around you, but at that point, you're in the center of your own universe. You're alone. You can be alone in a crowd. You can be alone. But the moment you close your eyes, you're alone with you and God, your thoughts. Then you have a wee Gemini cricket here going, hey, you sure that's a good idea? And then, of course, the other one, the other Gemini cricket, Queen of Hearts, Croquette Queen says, oh, but wouldn't it be so much fun? Wouldn't it be, oh, yeah, you know, he's hot, she's hot. Oh, come on, look at that. Just a little over the limit. Ah, don't worry about it. They won't miss that 5x. You can see the list going on and off. And that's what you're dealing with inside when you and God are having a chat. So I'm starting to show you your schizophrenic nature that you haven't mastered yet. I mean, all of creation, God is, in the truest sense, absolute schizophrenic and one at the same time. You figure two was enough in one house, you know what I'm saying? Okay, and that's kind of traveling incog, Cate of Gaia, neato, eh? Incognito. These are not, these are how the phonics works when you know who wrote the word and you know who's in control of everything. And he's saying that in, you know, what's that? Gaia, neato. Me? Well, I'm doing my time helping you. I'm just playing burden. So, once I had Jane Dodas, it's not an honor. Legally alive, citizen of London, and it's a dead fiction, which is kind of funny. But to them, it's alive. And in the spiritual sense, and in the demon world, it's a living spell. I'm the green queen, Katie Renee Queen Witch. And I'm watching which witches watch and which witches watch. And I'm going to tell you this right now. That green that you keep fucking mowing down, life, Katie Renee, Mama Nature, I can freeze you to death, you know. I can blow a volcano up under your ass. A little respect, you know. I can make fucking tidal waves come across your... Oh, you're getting a lot of rain these days. I can bust your dams open. I can shake the ground and open up your nuclear plants. Just so you know who's in charge. Jane Seymour. Anne Boleyn. You want to talk to me and Rose, let us know. The queens are here. The queens of New Yorkshire. Welcome to my hometown, Rosie. What do you like? I told you, it's a lovely town you got there, but come on over to the side of the tracks. We just see it from where I see it from. Lovely cobblestone roads, Portobello Road. We'll leave the gallows out, you know what I'm saying? We'll just have those at the Harry Potter theme park for the rolling children that actually rode their way home. In my call, it's illegal to use the legal name. If you're calling that, I will know that you're not one of Satan's ravens. And we are at Passover. The angel of death has already swooped 59 times across Syria, if you haven't noticed. Godforsaken creations of man. Little Aztec wizards. Those daring young men and their killing machines. It's a beautiful world you have, isn't it? Don't you think? Cutting in and out, am I? Well, it's probably me going silent. I'm doing a lot of space in this one. I have to breathe, too. I have rage. Lots and lots of rage. If it cuts out too much, the show will drop. So at that point, you guys are having a wee chat, just let me know. We'll have a wee group chat. But rest easy, guys. Get your popcorn. Satan's world is going to blow itself to hell. Those that are standing in the truth, you're fine. Okay? Just chill. Just get the word out. Just be good children. Stop doing all the wrong things as much and as best you can. Do your best like a good wee Cub Scout would. And get the word out. Bring a lamb home, slay a demon in the same breath. Works both ways, you know. A lamb will hear you and go, oh my God, thank you. A demon will say, fuck off, I've got this whore to go and pick up tonight and bang her ass off in the back. So you see the difference in people as you meet them in the street. I don't care. You can put a fucking statue of naked Trump in the middle of New York and I don't give a fuck. They're all naked. They've all been that way forever to me. They only put the costumes on to fool the children. It's Halloween in hell all the time. Look, I'm important. I wear a robe. Look, I'm important. I have a little band on my cap. Look, I'm important because... And then you buy it. It's like apparently their shit smells better than yours or something. And they don't bleed when they get cut. Something like that. I don't know. They're gods to you. You follow them around and there you are. And there's Paul, Pastor Paul, bail guy, beg, lie, cheat, and steal. Out there drowning, attempting to murder or drowning people in swimming pools like he's got his fucking lifesavers. I got my rescue through dive ticket at St. John's Ambulance. You ain't got that and you're fucking around the water, mate. That's attempted murder. What if these people can't swim? You're certainly not fit enough to be lifting those people out of the water and providing CPR. Got your St. John's love? I do. Got your Rescue 2 diver? You can actually save people's lives on many different levels? I do. Got your pilot's license? Well, I don't, but I can fly a plane. Didn't want a license. I haven't got a gun license either, but I took the course just to learn how it works. I'm like that. You know, it's like, here's our club, you know, the guild of guns, the guild of, you know, this, guild of that. And, you know, I'll just go over and, you know, have a wee look and, you know, we miss tree shopper here. Have a look at what you're selling. You know, your little groups of free men, your little groups of gun lovers, your wee groups of cops, your wee groups of lawyers, your wee groups of Christians and Muslims and Israelis and Palestinians and Russians and Irish and all the rest of it. All your wee separate groups that, you know, I'm the only living Irish there is next to my family. So I speak for all my bloodline, my family, the blood lions. Yeah. You might know my family. We're pretty tenacious. 10 aces. It's illegal to use a legal name. Already paid for the first fiver, right? You stole a child. How do you get it back? Oh, yeah, I got to die. Get out of here, do you? Okay. I do that. I have to do that once, and you're gone twice. And that was the deal. The fucking idiot did it. That's evil, though. Evil's stupid. Evil is ignorance. Those that get comfortable in whatever knowledge is they think they're an expert in, walking around talking about vaccines for the last 10 years, like they're not good for you, we know. do you know how they're created? No, legal system does that. You want to cut them off at the knees and you cut out their bloodline, their blood flow. Jane Doe, that's a trap door that shut it. No more blood. No more blood from the living. Now all they're doing, it's if you look at train tracks, that was the junction in the road. So Jane Doe's standing on the track and all of the blood from the life of God and creation was getting flowed freely. And that's just murder life and keep fucking new kids into existence and raping planets over and over and over. And there's me at the switch. Yeah, remember in the Matrix? Well, only one of them was when they were in black. That was me, the character. Switch back. So Joe is now given the circle U, the circle, right, and the U-turn back. So they cannot get any more. So now they're feeding on themselves. They've basically done a heart bypass surgery transplant and bypassed it back into the dead heart. So the dead heart's feeding off itself now, the dead heart. So you talk about the glow of red. Now get into a body sense. Think of get down to the size of a blood corpuscle Earth, one, you know, AIDS virus. Got it? AID virus. This is the AIDS virus. Okay, so when you look up, that's the hemoglobin on the grand scale. You have no idea how small you are, how insignificant this fucking virus is. It's fire us, fire us, fire U.S., the fire of U.S., okay? That's the dead demon. It's paper. It burns. And this is the last piece that's going up. You want on that burning magic carpet, then you go ahead. I'm telling you, yeah, this is your family here. This is hell. This is Satan's world. You're of Satan's brood. That's what this is down here. This is Satan's world. This is the fallen world. All the children here are all damned because of Satan. Yeah, nice guy, eh? Don't worry, enough of you have been through the mill enough times to go, I can wake up from this. And that's the ones that I have in my team. What do we got? We cutting out again? Why don't you just talk instead of typing? Oh, show's over, 15 minutes. Oh, okay, no worries.
Not to block you. We only have 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's still to be heard. So hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
Do you believe in God now? Sure, didn't I fucking tell you?
Oh yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just sit tight and let these fucking monkeys go nuts. It's gonna be a fun show. Get some popcorn. I mean, as soon as Putin, they've already crossed the red line, and then now they're fucking around with North Korea. As soon as this shooting match gets going, it's going to be Israel that fucking panics, you know. They're the ones that are going to pull the nuke. Everyone else is going to be holding back. Yeah, the Israelis are going to panic. The Jews always do. The most afraid will always panic. And they've never had the chance to let one of their rockets go. So they're just itching at the fucking pants to let one of their nukes go. You see? When was the last time you heard of a nuclear attack by Israel?
Never.
No, they haven't. They won't do it in their own land, that's why. So those tests were done elsewhere. Right? So, what was it? That's fucking Damascus, but what's the name of the Israeli nuclear center? It's like Damascus. What is it? Oh, fucking can't remember. Anyway, it's very similar in name to Damascus, the Israeli nuclear facility. It's quite quite hidden and secretive. It's their Area 51. But anyway, yeah, they built all their nukes there. They've had that shit for a long time. You see, what people can't see in the grand scheme is Obama is Sunni Muslim, right? That's why the Saudis are the allies. And, of course, Egypt being Sunni and Shia, that's Yemen, you've got the Shia factions and whatever, which is predominantly, excuse me, Sunni. That's what the whole all the fights were about. They were trying to get rid of the Shia, right? Because Iran, this is the Muslim holy war between the Shia and the Sunni. That's one fractal. It's like the Catholic Protestant War in Belfast on a grander scale. So I've got it in small and large in a living experience, so it's easier for me to see it. You've never seen war. I have. At least I hope you haven't seen it. Jesus, you don't want to see that. So, you know, TV's bad enough, but fuck. It's creepy. It's just, you know, barricades, and it's just an energy. It's hard to describe. You don't really notice it that much when you're there, because you're there. But you notice it. And then when you come here, like to Canada, it's like, fuck, you know, woo, Disney World. In comparison, in terms of freedom, fresh air, and, you know, and snow, and fun, and bliss, and trees, and oh my God, no pubs getting blown up. So you get a very, what do you call it? Here, listen, tell you what, let's end this. And are we still? The rollover is only 15 minutes, right? So the show's over.
Yeah.
If we're all three still here, then show's
well, no,
over.
But,
we are. Yep.
Okay. Well, listen. Let's end this up. I'll call you back on Skype. Let's have a wee chat. I want to bring you both up to speed. Anybody? And Negev, yeah, Senator Damona. That's the one I was trying to think of. The Damona facility. So Damona, Di Money, Mona Lisa, Di Mona Lisa. Right, so it's all about trying to kill the Mona Lisa. Hi. Take another look at my Facebook picture and tell me. Yeah, I know. And yeah, the Da Vinci Code. Yeah. Very familiar with it. Hi. Yeah, it's starting to sink in. You're going to heaven. You know that, eh? You have no idea what that means, do you? You haven't a clue. It's grand prize, honey. It's like, you know, Price is Right. You win the fucking, oh, both showcases. Yeah, it's better than that. All right, everything you need, and I'll see you on the beach. I'll be down there collecting wee seashells and getting my toes in the water. I know me. Most of the time you're going to find me just sitting out in the rocks listening to the waves. And might have my guitar handy, who knows. That's my kind of style, and sitting around a campfire at night. There's tiki torches. Got them in the background, the swaying of the palms, and of course some nice oak and deciduous trees all around, and just a nice mishmash of everything. Hammocks swaying off, and there's the bamboo decking in front of the, we'll call it kind of like a pseudo bar, snack, fun kind of area. You know, in case it's raining or something, you could pop inside, but you know, that's kind of hold little gatherings there. And then there's a little cabana bar right there. You can go up to any time. Of course, it's mine. You can help yourself. So you're starting to get, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. If you listen close, you can hear the water slapping on the side of the wee yacht. There it is. Yeah, I like to spend my days out there too. And of course, the HMS Pegasus. You want to see the party boat? Here, let me call you guys back on Skype so it's not costing money.
All right, cool.
I'll call you right back.
Okay, right. Cool.